John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Medical authorities state that of the type of teenage girls applying at public health stations for aid, the percentage that is infected with venereal disease is always very high. In all of these cases where youthful energy and inquisitiveness are unrestrained, the sex urge is always present. And promiscuity nearly always follows with its inevitable harvest of abortions, illegitimate births, and disease.
They will scare you straight. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Robbie, do we still we have a tape of Joe's radio show, right?
Yeah, we have.
I'll hear that in a second. Hear it in just a moment.
It'll be the Critics Corner.
Future producer of the Mike O'Mara Show, Joe Ardinger, will have that on shortly.
I didn't write that.
I know you didn't, but I love reading it.
I love drinking it.
I love it. Mike.
Yes, Don, I'm here.
How are you today?
I'm feeling very weird. Feeling a little odd today. Filled with mixed emotions.
You are in a press release. But let's not talk about that now. Let's talk about what's going on in California. Let's talk about
Barack Obama.
Yes. Let's talk about it.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Let's talk about the fact that yesterday you had Oprah Winfrey and
Caroline Kennedy.
Caroline Kennedy and Arnold Schwarzenegger's wife, Maria Shriver.
Shriver.
Maria Shriver was actually there, and what she was doing was actually endorsing Barack Obama.
How you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
My life is over. I'm just so depressed.
Why?
You know what she did, that bitch. She doesn't...
That bitch!
I've lost control of my entire family. I no longer have the... I don't wear the pants and things in the house anymore because Maria came out and she endorsed Barack Obama, and I feel like I might as well just pack it in. I had the chance, you know, to be in the cabinet and things when I endorsed John McCain, and now Maria comes out and sneaks out of the house. She doesn't even wear the right clothing. You know, she comes out with her hair all scruffy and all wild and things, and then she endorses the Barack, and it makes me, I'm the cuckold. I'm the cuckold. You might have, I called her on the cell phone. She finally answers, and I said, why don't you take like a machete and chop off the balls? Because that's what you've done. You've embarrassed me in front of everyone. I'm the rising star in the whole Republican Party. And now she comes on and goes, I really felt just in the last minute, I said, you should never like do these things. You get your crazies when you're having your period.
Arnold, stop thinking like a Nazi for a second.
She is endorsing the black.
I know.
That's what she's doing.
Stop,
and we don't go for that in Austria.
Stop thinking like
a Nazi. That's why we have the black PETA.
Think about this. For your PR,
yeah.
Don't you look like a great guy?
Nine!
For allowing your wife...
No, I don't. You're stupid to say that. Why aren't you using your brain? Don't you realize that this is the only opportunity that I would get to be in the Republican cabinet, and this would be a stepping stone to change the laws, and then I could run for president. It's all gone because of the whim of a stupid pea brain. She's got a pigeon-brained woman.
You should act. You should pretend like you don't care. Like
you notice I'm not even wearing my toupee today.
What?
That's how pissed off I am. Yeah. I tell you, she doesn't understand. Now it's all over. The whole political career. I might have to go back and make action films because there's no way that anyone will have any respect for me. She's taken my penis and put it in a jar.
Don't pretend that it bothers you.
This sucks. Life sucks. I don't want to continue.
Arnold, try this.
But
instead of saying
nine,
she's endorsing a black.
I'm so, so depressed.
Say it. So it goes up on the end, like you're smiling, like you're happy about it.
She's endorsing a black.
Like that.
That doesn't work.
That's great.
I've always, you don't understand the way the politics and things works. That I came out last week, and I had the press around.
Right.
And I said, Maria, I'm going to endorse John McCain. I looked at the polls, and it looks like the polls are showing that he's going to win the nomination.
Right.
And if he wins the presidency, this will be me, the new rising star, one of the early governors to come out in California and make sure that he's going to be president. What does she do? No, she gets, you know, the vagina things going with out there with Oprah, and it's not the way it's supposed to be. I said, I knew it. I said to some of my German friends, I said, this is why I never should have married into that stupid Kennedy family.
Arnold.
They can't be trusted. All they do is drink whiskey and fornicate.
Just between you and I.
Yeah.
Which, in your opinion, would be worse for America as president? A black or a woman?
It's a stupid choice. There's no choice. Your choice is only with Senator McCain, who's a big war hero. And like I was in all the action-adventure movies, he's great. I have the spiel ready when I go out on the stump, and I'm talking about John McCain. Huh? Who'd you rather have as a president, the black or the woman? Or would you rather have the guy that's in a prison camp having his fingernails pulled out and still came back and decided he was going to be a super guy? Right. Who would you rather work for as America goes forward? And he also, John McCain said to me personally,
yes.
He said, Arnold, if you come out and you endorse me, what I will do is I will make sure that I pull some strings. I will pull some strings
about
to get
changing,
you.
Changing the law?
The law that says the Nazis can't run for president.
He is lying law. To you.
I told her, stay in the house this weekend, Maria. Cook and clean. Make the kids happy. Take them to their soccer practice in California and make McCain some schnitzel.
She doesn't listen to you. She doesn't
That's
listen
right.
to you.
That's it. All the men like you, the guys that know. When you're Arnold Schwarzenegger, governor of California, there's one thing people admire. I've looked at all the in-house polling and things that yes. they do, you know, with the people that work for me. Mm-hmm. And they all say, why do we like Arnold? You know what top of the list is?
One.
Just one reason. He's got balls. What? He's got balls.
That's
you know what I'm talking about, Rob. You speak Austrian.
Stones.
The thing is, stones, cojones.
Mm-hmm. Testicles.
Now, where are they? I said, thanks, Maria. She came back from the rally. I said, oh, how was your rally that I watched live on the television? And I'm sitting there, and I said, I'm down to 10 or 15 cigars. I don't even have cigars in my humidor. And you're sitting there with going, oh, I love this. Why? Why do you get, don't I make you moist anymore? Don't I do that? Do I do that for you? No,
Arnold.
You don't get moist for me. You're moist because he's the new
Arnold?
Handsome guy. I know he's a handsome black.
What do they say? Once you had black, you never go back.
I have such balls. I make Hitler look shy. I swear to God. And here's what's gigantic. This is the end of my political career. I told her that. I said, you know what you're going to see me doing? Watch the Super Bowl, Maria, because I'll be doing the Doritos commercials in like a year's time. Mm-hmm. Because people will say, oh, they're not going to say, what a great movie star who came from immigrants and actually came over and make this big, you know, step up to be the governor. They're going to say, oh, you're Arnold Schwarzenegger. You're the guy that's got the wife he can't control.
Yes. Why?
Oh, he's angry.
I can't control my own wife. How am I supposed to in the Schweineschuhen? Sie das Fleisch schmieren.
I was afraid
this would happen. Wie das Fleisch schmieren, das gebe ich
nicht wahr. Arnold, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9. Arnold.
Oh, this is
Arnold.
Upsetting me. The veins in my head are just bursting out open.
Arnold, 9, 9, 9.
I'm sorry. Someone get the cold cloth. Rub it on my forehead.
Arnold.
Right now, I believe
Arnold,
I burst one of my vascular areas.
You were just speaking German.
I am today announcing I will stop being governor on May 30th.
Didn't see that coming.
That's right.
Really?
Yes. Starting on June 1st, Sylvester Stallone will be taking the gubernatorial position.
Wow.
This
Why?
Is the last day. I said, the Why? Next time, why don't I go, Maria, to a press conference? And why don't I take my pants off so people can see me naked and just see the fact that you have done something to me like I've been violated like the prisoners are. And I pointed to it in the shower today. I bent over. I said, this is what you make me look like right here. Not outside where the cheeks are either, where the hole is. That's what I said. And I called her every name in the book, and now she's living somewhere else. I said, well, you've got plenty of places. You can go out to Hyannisport and live with your Kennedys in the summer and enjoy yourself. Because I will be sitting here. This is me, Mr. Dookie Hole. That's what I feel like right now. Wow. I'm gone. You don't understand. In
You're
Austria.
A loser. You're a loser, Arnold.
I am.
You can't control your wife.
I cannot control my wife.
She gets to go places like Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah.
She gets to support the black.
Yes.
And you have to stay in Sacramento.
I'm screwed.
You've got
screwed.
To live in Sacramento.
This is the worst. This is the absolute worst. She stood by me, and that's the only thing that got me elected, in my opinion, is the fact that she was from such a prominent Democratic family. Mm-hmm. And now she sits there, and she leaves me high and dry like I'm some piece of garbage. I said, you know why? Because you're going to eventually divorce me, but I'm going to trump you. I'm going to fill my house with Playboy bunnies, and we're going to be having group sex every single night, whoa. And I'm going to make sure you live with the children and some of the little small hubble in Sacramento, and I won't even send you support. I'll be living with, like, nice chicks, and I'll go back to grabbing the ass, which I really like to do. I'm going to call Brazil, and I'm going to bring in some of the Brazilian showgirls.
What's your favorite body part?
The ass. I'll go back, because you know what her ass looks like? She looks like, you know, on the pregame show where they have them robots from Terminator.
Yeah.
That's what she looks like. It's so skinny with the bones poking out of her ass.
Hey, do you like the Sarah Connor Chronicles?
It sucks. It's really? Not like the original Terminator.
I
tell you, Hollywood was a lot more simple. They'll teach you a lot better. You don't have to worry about publicly your wife taking your balls and just walking out and saying, oh, I got the bug up my ass, and I decided I'd drive over to the auditorium where the Barack Obama's having his press conference. I'm going to take a big bag of poop, and I'm going to light it on fire, and I'm going to put it on Ted Kennedy's porch, and I'm going to watch him step on it and say, hey, Ted, fat ass. Look, it's me, Arnold. You don't even know what physical fitness is about. And now you've got poop all over your shoe. How do you feel like that, Mr. Red Nose, broken capillaries? I swear to God, her ass looks like two bags of dried cabbage. Maybe that's the whole problem. That's what one of my advisors said that I smoked and play poker with. He said, you know why? You know why she betrayed you like no woman's ever betrayed a governor of California before? Because you're not tapping that thing enough.
Oh.
You know, I used to mount her like a horse. That's what she said. I no longer do that anymore.
Why?
But because she's betrayed me. She will never see it again. Wow. She will never see my silo again. I promise you. I promise you, Don. There's not a chance that she'll get a chance to look at it. She'll
that.
Just sit there and go, I'll say, hi, Maria. Look, I'm wearing my special bicycle pants today to go out for a jog. And look what's in there. Yeah, the big bulge that you always used to admire. You better look at it through spandex because you won't see it. Even when I get out of the shower, I will cover up my bigness because you won't get a look at it. Why don't you go and find your Barack Obamas? See if he's going to show you. No, nine, bitch, because she's married. And I am growing old. Love with Maria is like shooting pool with a rope. My career is over. All of my energy and all the steroids have robbed all of my testosterone. What was once big is now small.
No wonder she's with the black.
Once was big is now tiny. Once was virile is now shriveled up like a dried raisin.
Hey, Arnold.
I've got dried prunes in my boxer shorts.
Your wife is endorsing the black.
There he goes again.
This is unacceptable. We would never allow this to happen in Austria. It would never happen. I swear to God, I'm going to clean out all her belongings and throw them into the street. She will not be able to drive any of my Hummers anymore.
How about, do you have, to wrap this up, do you have a little, maybe a message in German for Nancy Reagan or anybody in the... I saw Nancy Reagan at the Republican
there's a lady.
Debate the other night.
Can I just say something about her? She is a good woman. She honored her man even when he could not even spell the dinner bell, you know. She couldn't even. He was calling books trees, and his mind was gone. But where did she go? You know what Maria would do if that was me? What? Oh, she'd be out, like, sleeping with some other guy like Cherry Brown or someone else from California that I hate. And right now, I feel like betrayed, and I know what's what. I know what's going on. I think she's just a total betraying, lying piece of garbage.
Do you have a message for not only Mrs. Reagan, but the entire Republican Party, perhaps in your native tongue?
I would like to say, translation, loosely translated, I'm moving back to Austria. I will run for premier for the dictator. I will make Austria strong once again, and we will become a world power. And perhaps we'll get a nuclear weapon to spend on, you know, these people that betray you like all Americans.
You're giving up. You're
I
giving
don't
up.
Belong in this country no more. I swear to God, all the days that I've built my career from Mr. Olympia all the way through, I'm going to take the gubernatorial aircraft, and I'm going to fly around Los Angeles with Brazilian strippers licking me on my every inch of my body, and I'm going to go back on wearing oils. I'm not going to wear the shirts and ties. I'm going to wear tank tops. Tank tops for every press conference, because it's officially over, Maria. You've stuck a dagger into my abdomen. Do you understand that? You senseless bitch with your big teeth. I swear to God. And speaking of those teeth, our little secret about biting is out.
Oh,
I'm going to tell the world that you have a skill that is lacking. You're unable to perform that special favor that a man likes because of those giant Kennedy teeth that are like piano keys.
She's got that Kennedy jaw.
It's impossible she's not able to perform the act. Do you know what I'm talking about, right?
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey! I'm very, very depressed. I've gone years without telling anyone that secret that we had. Yeah. I could never get that mouth pleasure ever in my life. And now the secret's out. You can have her. She's like so much garbage to me. Wow. I throw her to you. Take her. Do what you will with her. Really. I wished it was like the movie with Anthony Quinn where they put the girl in the whorehouse in Mexico. And she services everybody. Now you'll feel what it's like to do 29 men every night. I hope you're enjoying yourself supporting the black. I'm very depressed. This is very, that's her calling me now. I've got to go.
Okay, we got,
she's making me dinner.
We got to break, Arnold.
She's making spaghetti tonight.
Hey, Buzz, you got news around there,
sure
don't you?
I sure do, yeah.
Nice news, Buzz. Yeah, you liberal pinko. Have Maria, take her. Take her like I used to when I was the horseman.
Well, thank you, I will.
Danke schön. Wiedersehen, everyone.
So long.
Hi, Hitler.
To my career. Hi, Hitler.
This is the Don and Mike Show.